Nintendo Podcast, episode 11, Halloween Spectacular. Woo! By spectacular, I mean that little stupidness that just happened, and then Halloween music throughout the show. By Halloween music, I mean video game music that's scary.
And Monster Mash.
No, that, well, maybe I could play, maybe I'll play that at the end of the show. First off, I'll introduce everybody. Here tonight is Kirby.
Hello.
Nikki Hill.
Hi.
Myself. And John the Savage.
Hello.
What was that thing we were saying the other week? Mother Brain kept saying it over and over again. Believe it?
Believe it!
From Naruto.
Alright,
Boo! I'm done.
I got an email from Josh Lewis talking about, or it was an audio clip, and he had a little bit to say about the show and a recommendation, something that we should try out. So I'm going to play you guys the audio clip, and then we'll talk about it. So listen in.
Hey guys, my name is Josh Lewis. I'm from Cupertino, California. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I love the banter back and forth during news items and other stuff. That you guys do is just great, and I'm a huge Nintendo fan too, so it's like the perfect podcast for me. But there's one little problem, so if you'd humor me for a second, can I make one criticism? I hope you don't mind. I keep hearing people say Mario, and I don't know who Mario is, but I'm pretty sure you're trying to say Mario, and it's just a little bit of a, like an accent issue, and I know I'm sure I've got an accent too, that's fine. But you're a Nintendo podcast, and you have to be able to say Mario. It's not Mario. I mean, you wouldn't say Wario, would you? It's Mario. Okay, so say it with me here. Let's practice this. Mario. 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 It's just, it's so easy, and it's so important that the Go Nintendo podcast people can say Mario instead of Mario. So, thanks for listening, and get it right, will ya? Bye.
Man, what a jerk he was!
Yeah, I know. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, I'm supposed to say that while you may have taken that for serious, he was joking. It was meant to be a joke. It was meant to be funny. He's not actually mad, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody heard that. So, thanks for the audio clip from Josh, and we'll do our best not to say Mario. We'll say Mario.
Yeah. Mario.
For the longest time, I didn't even notice that anyone was pronouncing it that way. I just, you know.
It's our Jersey accent.
Yes, it's definitely
it's a Jersey thing.
So we'll try our best. And for the longest time, I said Miyamoto instead of Miyamoto. So that's been corrected. So I think we'll be able to handle it.
And I've been saying Nintendo.
What the hell? anyway, alright. Regular news and regular questions this week. So we're going to start off with probably the biggest news. Satoru Iwata announced that there will be a global, simultaneous worldwide release of The Revolution.
Woo!
Yay!
So that doesn't mean Japan will get it, and then we'll have to wait like a good 5 or 6 months and then we'll get it. It means it's going to be pretty much the same as the DS, like at the most probably a month in between when it launches in Japan until we get it.
But here's the problem. Games at launch are only coming out in Japan, and then we have to wait a couple months before we get launch games for it.
That would be a problem. Why is Nintendo doing that?
Wait a
minute. Oh, wait, they're not! You can buy the system, but no games for it. That'd be awesome. Oh, that's kind of like the PSP. Well, anyway, that's good news. The direct quote from Mr. Iwata was, "I want to put it on the market to as many countries as possible at the same time." And it was later confirmed that there will be a worldwide release. So that's awesome. Now we just are left to speculate about when that worldwide release is going to happen.
Here's your problem. You can't go ahead and look at Japanese websites to find out your news about what it looks like or what the graphics look like. Now you have to wait for it to all come out at the same time.
Yeah, nobody's going to get any information sooner, so we're all holding our breath, waiting to see what the games are going to look like and all that other extra stuff. I've also heard a rumor floating around that All the capabilities of the controller haven't been shown off yet. They're saving a little something special for E3, so...
Ooh.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know what else could be in the controller that they could possibly have not shown at TGS, but... You know, Nintendo, they could sneak something in there, so... We'll have to.
Wait and see!
Because we never get tired of doing that. One game we've all been waiting for a real long time, Electroplankton, is finally coming out on January 9th. Except you have to buy it on the internet. The game will not be sold in GameStops or EB Games or Target or any of those stores where you pick up games. It's going to be in the Nintendo World store or it's going to be online. So that's pretty disappointing to people who have been waiting for this game, like myself. I'm really excited for it, and I'm upset that it's not going to get the release that I think it should, because I want people to be aware of this game and pick it up and check it out. But I don't think that's going to happen now. So what do you guys think is the reasoning behind this move?
I don't know. Maybe they just don't expect it to be a big enough seller, and they just figure that... You know, they don't have to ship it out and waste all that resource.
Yeah.
Just keep it in one spot.
Because it's definitely, if you're looking at it, it's definitely more of a niche game that a lot of gamers won't pick up. But that's the thing. Nintendo's trying to pick up gamers that aren't gamers yet. So I think this might be one of those games to pull those people in. But then again, like John Savage says, maybe it's just not going to be a big seller, and they don't feel it's necessary to devote those resources to it. So, I mean, I'm still going to pick it up off the internet, of course, but... I'm just disappointed that I waited all this time when I could have imported it and had it already.
Yeah, they screwed you again.
Yep.
When is it coming out?
January 9th, I believe.
Okay.
And it's just strange because at E3, they showed Electroplankton as like a big part of their DS presentation. So it's weird that they give such recognition to a game that they're not even going to do a full launch for in America. It's just strange. I don't know if there's any more to the story that we don't see or haven't heard, but it's just a shame. But make sure you pick up the game off the internet or at least check it out somehow.
I'm not even gonna get it online. I'll probably go right to the Nintendo World Store and pick it up because I'm always looking for reasons to go out there.
That's true.
I'd like to buy the Nintendo Revolution, please.
That's true. You're always in a city. I didn't think of that. You could just go in and pick it up for us. And you will do that.
And you will.
Yeah, but January 9th, we're just going to be getting back.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
We've decided we are going to go to CES, regardless of what's going on with Nintendo, because it's a good way to see how these things work, since we haven't been to a real big trade show.
Practice
so,
for E3.
We're going to go there, make some connections, hopefully, with people that can help us out, which I'm sure there'll be people to talk to.
Elope with showgirls?
Maybe there'll be accessories and stuff there that we can check out. We'll get lots of free stuff, which will be awesome, and we can offer it up as a swag as prizes on the website, too. So we'll report to you guys from there. We'll have like a little mini week of like gadgets and technology along with the regular Nintendo news. So
it'll be fun.
It'll be an interesting week. Anyway. Jim Merrick, he's the head of marketing for Nintendo in Europe, and he had some interesting things to say to a German newspaper about the revolution. So what did he have to say here? He hopes to have the Nintendo Revolution be the number one selling console by 2007. He also said, Mr. Iwata also stated, if the console doesn't sell more than the GameCube, which has sold like 11 million units or 10 point something million units, if the Revolution doesn't sell more than that, then they will all consider the Revolution a complete failure.
Aww.
So that's a little rough.
Yeah,
it hurts.
As far as the price of the Revolution, he says he's hoping that it comes at a price less than 400 euros, which would be roughly 484 US dollars. And that's what the Xbox 360 is selling for in Europe. And he says that's because of their extra media technology and HDTV support and all that stuff. So I think there's an excellent chance it'll sell less than that, but he just didn't want to go ahead and say it would because they're not allowed to say that stuff yet. Talked about online games, he said, while some of them will be free on Revolution, most likely first-party Nintendo titles and second-party stuff, third-party games may not be free because they're going to leave that up to third-party developers to decide if they want to put up a fee for their games. So that's not horrible news. I mean, that's come to expect. At least, like, Xbox Live you have to pay for. regardless, to play anything. At least on the Revolution, you'll be able to hop online and play some first-party games for free.
Those are new games?
Yeah.
So, in excuse me, in addition to buying the game, then you have to pay a fee to be able to play online?
Yeah, like games on the computer.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And EverQuest on PS2. You have to pay. Not a big change from what's going on now.
And they'll have them available to download, or
what? The games?
They'll have the old school ones available.
Oh yeah. Right? You're gonna have to pay for those. They haven't set a price or anything. I'm sure they'll have package deals that are extremely reasonable. Or like I mentioned a while ago, like say you buy Mario. Say you buy Mario.
There you go.
Revolution. You did it. Say you buy Mario Revolution. And they give you a free download for, like, Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, or 3. Like, stuff like that. I'm sure it'll be deals. Jim Merrick also said that, he made a comment about the perception of gamers being, like, young, pasty, pale kids sitting in their basement, like, eating potato chips. I thought that was kind of strange. I mean, while I'm sure it's very true.
I mean, you're not young, but you're pasty, and you just eat potato chips.
That's true.
But you're not young. Where did we come up with that?
I get my tan from the glow of the computer screen.
What about my tan?
Your tan is natural. You don't need sunlight to keep it going. I thought that was a weird comment. But all in all, those were some pretty strong comments from the head of marketing. So I think he knows a little more than he's letting on. Or is allowed to say, of course. Because no one's allowed to say anything. Just like Gaichi Suda. The man who brought us Killer 7. Hooray. Nobody really bought Killer 7. It's an awesome game. At least rent it from Blockbuster and check it out.
Make me.
Or Gamefly. Rent it from Gamefly.
Because they're our sponsor.
That's right. Gamefly and Blockbuster. he has confirmed that he's hard at work on a game for the Revolution. Can't say what it is, of course. Can't give us really any ideas about the game, but he did mention a few little details. He said, besides loving the controller, he said that the game will heavily rely on how the Revolution controller works, and the game would surpass Killer 7. I don't know if that means in intensity, in story, in sales, hopefully in sales, and everything else. But, pretty cryptic statements, but this guy knows what he's doing when it comes to games. Like, for Killer 7, it may be really out there, but it's an awesome game. It's worth checking out, and it's great to see his support for the Revolution. What?
I'm sorry, what is contact?
Contact is, if you read the news on the site, Nick, you know, contact, contact is an RPG for the DS.
Okay, that's right.
It's the one that had the really, like, pixelated graphics on the top screen, and then the bottom screen was, like, a really nicely hand-drawn graphics.
I haven't been able to check the site very often recently. I've been very busy, and I apologize. I just want to make sure it wasn't a game version of the Jodie Foster movie.
Wow, that's...
Wait, Jordy.
Didn't I make that same joke Jordy last Foster. Time we talked
I thought,
about concept?
I thought I heard that, so that's why
You don't listen to the news, or you don't read the news on the site. You copy other people's jokes.
Can we edit this
Do
out?
Do you know where you are now?
It's okay.
Now let's talk about the real topic. Actually making a game based off that movie. That would be awesome. If they made it based on the first... Or everything in the movie up until the last 15 minutes of it. That would be an awesome game.
Wait, how about you have to spend, like, the whole movie, like...
As James Woods?
That'd be awful. No, I mean, talking to an alien who's, who looks like your dad. And you have to, like, have a whole boring conversation.
So it's kind of like The Sims, except, it sucks.
You're like, tell me more.
Maybe that's what this guy is working on. Maybe that's what Contact for the Revolution is going to be, just that. Hopping on new movies licenses. Speaking of Contact for the DS, there's something else coming out for the DS. Not a game, but it could be integrated into games. Nintendo has announced a partnership with the Zai Corporation, which does handwriting recognition on PDA units, and they're bringing that technology to the DS. So now you'll actually be able to write in your own handwriting, and the DS will be able to pick it up and translate it into like print text, so it'll be easier to read if people can't read your handwriting. And from what I've seen on the PDAs, the hand recognition works fairly well now. When it first started out, it wasn't that great, but now it actually works pretty good. So as I said on the site, this could be used for a new version of PicDuck Chat, which would make it even easier to chat, because people wouldn't have to worry about your handwriting, and it'd make it quicker to answer questions and stuff like that. Can you guys think of any other ideas where this could be used?
Well, I guess entering codes and stuff in different games.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that'd actually be pretty cool. What was the other one I was thinking of? They have, like, the brain teaser games out in Japan. And, like, they ask you, like, mathematical questions and stuff like that. And you actually write your answer. And with this, you could write the answer. And instead of, like, deciphering if that's the number you wrote, it would automatically know that's what you wrote and change it into that. So.
But what about if in PictoChat you go to draw a picture? And it starts taking what you're drawing and trying to make letters.
No, that when you're drawing pictures and stuff, it won't work like that. There'll be like separate functions in between. Like you'll have like a writing,
You'll have to.
I'm sure it'll have a switch on and off, and it might be incorporated into games like that come out for the DS in the future, or it might be like a download once it's ready, because they're gonna have to incorporate it into the DSs now. So maybe it'll just be used on specific games. Or maybe they'll have an update for the DS so that PictoChat will take use of it. But I think it's just one other cool little feature for the DS.
Yay!
That's right. Yay! Yay, indeed.
DS rocks.
Biggest news story of the week. Your friend and mine, Mark Rain, the vice president of Epic Games.
Yay!
had a little bit to say about the revolution at IGN Live. What do you call it? Gaming extravaganza.
Ooh, wow, that sounds like something special.
And we missed out. Mm. So there was a video clip, over 20-minute video clip of this guy, him and three other people on a press panel talking. And when the topic of the revolution came up, this is what he said. Thought the revolution controller would usher in a ton of cheap, gimmicky crap games that will come out, and he doesn't think the revolution controller is good for first-person shooters. Even though... everybody that uses a controller seems to think that first-person shooters would be the perfect way to use this controller. And him being the vice president of Epic Games, which makes Unreal, I would think he'd be excited in this technology. He said he thinks there's a better way to control first-person shooters on the consoles, but he doesn't think the Revolution controller is it. I don't know if he tried a controller and is saying that. I don't know if he's just saying that.
Has he seen the controller? Has he seen, like, I guess you just
slide it into a pistol grip thing and it's like perfect.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
just
see
hold it in your hand the way it is.
Yeah, I don't see how you could say it's not good for first-person shooters when the thing you have could be slid into a unit like that and be like a gun that you point. Because that's pretty much how guns work in real life, as far as I know. But to be fair, I don't know if he's actually seen it or not, or just heard. He also believes that as far as games are concerned, the most important things in games are graphics.
Oh, of course.
I don't understand. All right, I'm sorry. So the revolution is doomed to fail.
Yeah,
gameplay is really kind of a waste of time. It's like, just make games like
just
movies.
Give me a pretty game. Like,
yeah.
Give me Bubsy 3D and make it over again and just have beautiful graphics.
I'm so sick of, like, playing video games. I really just want to look at them and, you know, masturbate.
This game is so beautiful.
Yeah, that's a weird statement, and it kind of makes me nervous that someone that has a job that important in a game company would say that. Like, he represents Epic Games, and he's saying to him, graphics are the most important. So,
Did he actually say graphics are the next big thing?
No.
Okay.
He's saying that they're the most important in the next generation systems.
Oh, right.
He thinks graphics are the thing that moves games forward.
Yeah.
But what happens
when photorealism happens?
Yeah. Is he going to stop making games? Like, he's going to lose his mind because you won't be able to make him look any better. So I don't understand.
Maybe you can if you have an enormous screen that surrounds the player and everyone watching.
That'd probably cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'll still probably cost less than the PlayStation
3. Yeah. That's not stopping PlayStation.
Yeah, by the way, this guy... obviously involved in Gears of War for Xbox 360. In his backpack, he carried around with him an Xbox 360 controller and an Xbox 360 development unit just to bring it out when they talked about it. Like, he's obviously favoring Xbox or Microsoft because he's got a game coming out on the system.
Well,
while there's nothing confirmed for PlayStation 3, they did show off some tech demos. Like, the next upcoming game is Gears of War, so...
I had to have it in the backpack.
I don't know if, like... I don't know if, like, he was just speaking the way he was because Microsoft was involved with it and was saying, like, try and push a 360 because you got the game coming out for it and talk us up and stuff like that. I don't know. It's just a weird situation. But I emailed the guy with some of your questions. I weeded through all your questions and picked out the top 9 or 10, I think, and sent it to him, and we're still waiting to hear back. He said he would email us, and he said he had no problem answering the questions, so I'm sure we'll hear from him soon, and we very much appreciate him taking his time to answer us. So next week's podcast, hopefully we'll be able to talk about that. Not to a system with crappy graphics, the DS. I don't know how it sells. I don't know why people buy it. But anyway, Resident Evil DS, some more details came out about the game. Besides the classic gameplay involves everything from the original game. No touchscreen use at all. The original full motion video opening from the very first Resident Evil, which is the corniest best thing I've ever seen. And all the audio for the game. So there is, I had asked a couple podcasts ago if there was going to be audio, and there is. Like the voice tracks are going to be there, so that's awesome.
Wait, they're going to be the exact same ones?
I don't know if they're going to be the ones for the GameCube remake or from the first game. I'm hoping from the first game.
Yeah, you are the master of unlocking things.
And then there's the other mode, which I don't remember the name of, but that's gonna have stylus use, and, it's gonna have, touchscreen puzzles, and reorganized parts of the mansion and all that stuff, so that's cool. The other thing I found out is when you're playing multiplayer mode, 4-player, instead of seeing, like, if I was playing with Nikki Hill, Kirby, and John the Savage, on my screen, they would show up as, like, a green, a red, and a pink cursor instead of an actual person. I think that's because of the technological limits of the DS, because they have 4 polygonal characters and then, like, a polygonal enemy and the background scrolling all at the same time. That would use a lot, so... I mean, I don't see it as that big a deal. Maybe a little strange when you first start out, but I think it's actually a cool idea to get around the DS's limitations and to keep more of the screen open for you, because if you have 4 people on screen, that clutters up the screen.
It'll be easier to see enemies and stuff.
Yeah. So that should be pretty cool.
Mother Brain gets the pink one, right?
Yeah. Oh, Mother Brain got her pink DS today. She doesn't even know she got it. I picked it up for her today at Toys R Us with her money. But yeah, it's waiting for her to try out. Found out, because I didn't know, the pink DS is an exclusive to Toys R Us and Target. Those are the only places you can find them, unless somebody trades one in at another store. So if you're looking for a pink one, you gotta go there. You gotta go to Target or Toys R Us. I saw the teal ones at GameStop, so I guess they're all over. But that's a completely different story. Last story. Just read this yesterday and posted on it. Atari, at some Atari show or conference or something last week, announced, while no specific games were named, that they are definitely working on the Revolution and are more than happy to be on board with Nintendo. So, a little applause for Atari.
Thank you, Atari.
I saw on the message boards people were suggesting Pong Revolution, and what else did Atari make way back when? Lots of less than good games. Pitfall.
Centipede? Was that?
Did they make Pitfall? Or was that? No, that was Activision. I don't know what they made.
Asteroid?
I don't know. We're going to get ourselves in trouble. They made Pong. Let's stick with Pong.
Oh, yeah. Actual Atari.
Yeah, Atari.
Yeah.
Atari.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Pitfall was Activision. I'm going to go on the record as being positive about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're
so.
You're right about that.
But yeah, it's good to have Atari on board. They've brought you such wonderful games lately as The Matrix, and they've been involved with Unreal, and some actually good games, so... Good to see Atari back
believe
on the map.
It or not. Oh.
Well, for a while there, they believe were. they had some pretty crappy stuff. But they're back, and we're happy to have them. So now we're going to move on to questions. Nikki Hill's going to start off with Darkseid.
All right. Darkseid asks that he'd like to hear a bit about the games each of us are currently playing and what we think of them. Gaming news is cool, but he's interested in hearing what everyone is playing.
Well, that's very nice of you. And I'll gladly answer that question, but Nikki Hill looks like he's really ready to say something.
Very
no,
eager.
I kind of switched around the...
Yeah, we know you screwed up.
Yeah, I screwed up big time.
You got the question.
No, go ahead, answer it.
What am I currently playing? Like 8 million games at once.
That's a lot!
I'm playing... Yeah, let me name all.
Whoa! Boo!
Shadow of the Colossus. Gunstar Superheroes. Trauma Center. Stubbs the Zombie. Fear. Serious Sam 2. A ton of stuff. Dig Dug. Metroid Prime Pinball. I'm playing a million different things and they're all going really slowly. My favorites right now are... Metroid Prime Pinball is really good for pick up and play for a little bit, and it's a lot of fun. And Fear's good for first-person shooters on the PC. So those are my main drains of my video game activity, so... I'm done.
Alright.
Now, no, you this time.
Alright, it's me, Nikki Hill here. what am I playing right now? Currently, I am playing Castlevania. I'm still playing with Kyoko, my Nintendog.
No, you're not.
I still have Lost in Blue, which I kind of stopped playing after the first couple times of failing.
Dog's dying. People on the island are dying.
No, the dog is not dying. I play with her every day.
Why don't you feed the people in Lost in Blue your dog?
How about I feed my dog the people in Lost in Blue?
That would work.
Yes. Okay. So I'm playing those. I'm also playing on Raw Meats.
Stubbs.
I'm...
On Stubbs the Zombie. On Stubbs the Zombie.
Yeah, I have my
good.
Own.
That doesn't sound good for you.
I have my own profile set up there.
I've been playing Dance Dance Mario Mix too.
And I see that. I would like to see that.
A while back, Romy Cowboy and I got started playing a game called Obscure. It's for the Xbox.
We're not playing that anymore.
And I've been wanting to finish it, but he just won't.
We'll pick it up one day.
He keeps saying, maybe next time. Maybe next time.
But we will. We'll pick it up.
We may never get there. We may never get there.
You're hogging the mic.
I am. It's my mic.
Kirby, go ahead.
Okay. I'm also playing Gunstar Superheroes.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I picked it up a few days ago.
How do you like it?
Oh, I love it. I can't put it down. It's
so good.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of the Astro Boy game because all the bosses are really hard, but you can't stop playing it. You keep dying over and over.
Yeah, Treasure knows what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, also, what else? Oh, yeah, I just beat, I finally beat
Resident Evil 4,
like, last week.
Yay!
Yeah, I just, like, I had stopped playing it for the longest time, and then I just picked it up, and, like, in a weekend, I got farther than I'd ever had before. So, now, of course, I've beaten it, and I'm trying to master all the mercenary missions, and, other than that, let's see. Golden Sun for the original one for Game Boy Advance. Yeah. That's about it. Just those three, really.
John Savage. I know what John Savage is
going to be playing very soon, yeah. I'll soon be playing Civilization 4, which I really can't wait to play.
And he'll never be in another podcast ever again.
I really just gotta go buy adult-sized diapers and sit in the computer.
Gonna fail out of school.
Yep. Yeah, school has been the reason I haven't been playing many games anyway.
Goodbye, education.
Yeah,
hello, civilization.
There you go.
That was great.
Yeah.
So, I haven't been too good with taking care of my poor Nintendog.
Kind
of sad.
I'm guilty of that too.
You were weeks before I was, so
I'm also playing a lot more games.
Yeah, but
all you need is like not even an hour here and there.
That's a lot.
You know what? What does the dog give me? Why doesn't the dog come to me?
I don't know. But when I play with my little Nintendog, I feel really good. It warms my heart.
You know what? I feel good when I don't play with mine, because I like to laugh at things that need my help when I don't give it to them.
Like your friends. And here we go again.
I'll go back to Martha.
Let's start that whole thing again. I'm out. I quit.
All right.
I'm joking.
That's enough. I'm going to be reading Court Jester's question. I'm curious to know how Nintendo's new controller will affect Sony and Microsoft's products/strategies in the future. We all know they'll eventually copy the Revolution controller in at least some measurable way, but do you think they're already brainstorming how they can cash in on Nintendo's creative legwork? I can only imagine the crap ideas they'll turn into. Yeah, they'll definitely copy some aspect of it. I'm sure the, up, down, left, and right motion sensing, I'm sure they'll do that somehow. They're probably gonna hang back and watch what happens with Nintendo when the, first 6 months of the revolution, see how it goes and what types of games are out. And then they'll make their move after that.
But it'll be out before you know it, before you realize it.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Didn't they already come out with, schematics or, just drawings of saying,
both
we have that already?
Microsoft and Sony have schematics for stuff that's like that, like the Revolution controller.
Not necessarily the same thing.
Yeah, but they just didn't come out with them. So I don't know if they saw the idea. They heard a couple years ago about Nintendo working on this and tried something on their own, or it's just a coincidence at all three.
Yeah.
But Nintendo's the only one that's got up, down, left, right, in and out, and the other functions, the nunchuck stuff, and the balls to bring it out on the system.
Yeah.
So.
But they also have it. Everybody keeps forgetting this one. You can, kind
twist.
Of twist.
Even
it.
Twist, huh?
Twist it.
Pop
pass
it. Wow, that'd be awesome. Pop it revolution. I like Pop It. I really do like Pop It.
Pop It Extreme.
That's a little too extreme for me.
Well, that was actually the one controller, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Somebody said the Revolution controller was going to be a Bop It Extreme.
He doesn't even realize how close he really was to the truth.
Wow.
All right, Kirby's got Tismatron's question.
All right, Tismatron writes, is Rawmeat the only person on the podcast who likes other game companies? Because Nintendo and Mother Brain seem to be diehard Nintendo fangirls. Yeah, I thought we usually mention a lot of other companies on the show, right?
Yeah, everybody that we hang out with and everybody that's in the podcast usually hangs out here and they play all the games on all the systems. We just happen to like Nintendo the most, but everybody, as far as I know, everybody likes the other systems, just not nearly as much as Nintendo.
I don't really know much for PlayStation.
Yeah, we don't really play PlayStation. We don't really play PlayStation at all. Except they watch me do Dance Dance and laugh at it
Which
hysterically.
Is so amazing.
I'll be doing that with Dance Dance Mario Mix later on.
I can't wait.
But yeah, we play a lot of Xbox. We play the Ghost Recon games and do System Link. We of course play Halo a lot.
Kirby even said that, I think it was a couple weeks ago, that he'd be playing his Game Gear if the sound wasn't broken.
So, multiplayer games that don't come out on a cube, we usually pick up, or at least rent for the Xbox, and play it on there. So we do like other systems. While we don't really like the other systems, some games only come out on those systems, so we play them where we can get them.
I don't dislike Xbox.
Yeah, I don't really dislike, my PlayStation. But, never mind.
I hate it!
Alright, Jonas Savage has thy name.
Okay. Fanboys. Nothing wrong with them, really. But what, in your opinion, makes a fanboy a real fanboy?
Sleep outside the Nintendo World store for a night to meet Miyamoto. That's mine.
Yeah, that does it for me.
That does it for me.
Also, somebody that will say that any game that the company makes is excellent, no matter how crappy it is. crappy games for systems.
Yeah.
Total
blind loyalty is what makes
yes.
a fanboy.
Yeah, Zelda's horrible. Anybody says Zelda's good is crazy. I'm trying to think of games on Nintendo,
total
and I'm going to sound like a fanboy. Are you two done, little girls? Can I have this real conversation here?
Fangirls.
By real conversation, are you talking about the one that you're having with yourself?
With our fans.
The one that only you care about? God!
Now I don't even remember what I was saying.
Because it wasn't important.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm trying to think of a Nintendo game that wasn't good, but now I'm going to sound like a fanboy because I can't think of any that weren't good.
Right.
Sega games that weren't good. Made by Sega. I can't really think of any off the top of my head.
This is a Zidane question. You realize.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying that because of Zidane. I really can't think of any. I can. Sonic R for the Saturn, the racing game with Sonic, was horrible. So Zidane, if you say that's a good game, you're a fanboy. that's what I think is fanboy. Anybody else have anything to add in? Someone that sleeps with their system?
Alright, that was once.
Someone who dresses as the characters
Every Halloween?
Just
in everyday life?
On a regular basis.
They go to work dressed as Mario.
Or like, wears merchandise and stuff like that.
Someone that uses game terminology in everyday life situations. Yeah. Like if you
headshot.
Went to the...
Well, exactly. You know, maybe it's not, maybe individually these things aren't so bad, but when you add them together, it probably makes a real fan.
Yeah, maybe if all of your clothing is video game related or Nintendo related, which most of mine is, but today I'm wearing a White Castle shirt.
Which God, you're such a White Castle fanboy!
The staple food for video gamers. White Castle, people probably don't even know what White Castle is. It's like it's McDonald's, but
even grosser. Yeah, if you can imagine that.
But you want to go there even more.
Oldest fast food in the nation.
Really,
how
really
big,
gross.
How big is each burger? Like a 2-inch square?
Yeah, it's,
belly bombers.
Disgusting diarrhea-inducing fast food.
Made
but
out of rats.
It's so good. It's so good for the
hamburgers
moment.
Are made out of rats.
But very, very anyway. tiny little rats.
White Castle is so good.
It's making me sick thinking about it.
Can we
but
go out
it's a good
up?
Kind of sick.
Yeah. We'll go for a drive.
Alright, is it my turn? Buster B. Tuna says, with the success of Nintendogs, do you think it will come to the revolution? I personally think it could. Would be fun to mess with those puppies on a bigger screen with the controller and with Wi-Fi. I think it could work great. I think it would be a smash, just like a smash hit, just like it was on the DS. What are your guys and gals' thoughts? Well, unfortunately, no gals here this week. Mother Brain back next week. Just let you know. I'm sure it'll come to the revolution. I mean, Nintendo is known for continuing their franchises but not ruining them. So,
and just think, with the park, you could look at this. With the Wi-Fi, you could go to, like, a Nintendogs park with your dog and actually interact live with other people.
And like Nikki Hill has said, the controller is really an important part. Like, on the DS, you actually get to pet the dog and everything, but the Revolution controller would also lend itself very nicely to a Nintendogs-style game. You actually get the petting motions and stuff like that.
Wow,
so.
You know what I just thought? What if the way the controller worked is if you actually, like, bent down, like, if you have the Revolution on the floor and you bend down... So if, and like you like can almost pet dog that's not really.
I
there.
Just teach a dog to stand. I'm not going to his level. Wow. He's not getting fed until he stands.
All right,
like a little people, like a Rory Calhoun.
He thinks he's people.
But yes, Revolution Nintendogs I see as a great possibility and also a great seller. Buster B. Tuna also says. How about a Star Wars game like Jedi Knight Academy? I could see people going crazy in front of their TV, swinging around like mad, maybe knock out a few people. You could play a game and work off a few pounds, which I could really go for. That would be great. I'd be ready to get my Sith on if that game were out. Nintendo should steal that idea and make the game. You guys think that it would be fun to play a game like that?
Can we just say that Buster B. Tuna really, really likes emoticons?
Yeah, what do we got here? A smiley face.
I think there was a wink.
A wink face. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't read the emoticons. But I give a big smiley face to a Star Wars game on the Revolution.
I definitely
I can't
agree.
Tell you how many people I've heard say that a Star Wars game has to be made. Even during the Mark Rain video. Two of the other guys on the panel discuss how awesome a Star Wars game would be with the Revolution controller. So, I mean, if LucasArts
fanboys.
If LucasArts isn't thinking of this idea, then it's ridiculous. Like, it's a Star Wars experience you won't get anywhere else. Like, Star Wars fanboys and Nintendo fanboys are probably the most hardcore fanboys out there. So mixing the two into one would be like a powerhouse. So
a powerhouse fanboy.
Think about a Wi-Fi Star Wars lightsaber fights. That would be amazing.
I know.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. We should probably get a mass email going to LucasArts and tell them. I haven't heard anything yet.
So you
would
be in like first person then?
Yeah. I mean, you could do third person, but it could be in first person. Yeah.
But you have to wonder, though, like, if you're in a duel, in, like, how would you... Like, hit the resistance of, like, the other
Yeah, the only thing is that it'd probably be vibration.
Yeah. Well, how would you know to stop swinging? You know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It would say on screen, stop swinging now.
But, I mean, I would love it, like, because I'm a huge...
And I expect a lot of people to be chopping off their own arms and legs. Game over. You have chopped off your leg.
You have decapitated yourself.
That'd be great to see online. People cutting their own heads off. Oh, this game needs to be made. We'll make it, damn it.
Yeah, they can call it Jedi Retards.
Well.
All right, Nikki, go ahead.
Okay.
You got a lot.
Next up for my questions are coming from Captain N. He's got...
Game Master!
Right. So let's get started. He first asks, do you think Revolution should support HDTV?
No. I don't. I don't.
Next question.
It's a cool feature, but it'll bring up price, and it's not something we need. So,
but isn't? Well, I thought like Congress signed some bill that's going to force it though in 2006.
Yeah, the TVs will have to be able to do HDTV, but the systems don't have to. Is it for everything or just for TVs? I thought it was
just
TVs.
Well, that's just the way everything's moving.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not, you know, real sure on the particulars. But,
I just think I don't even know how many years, but in a certain amount of years, everything's going to be switched over.
I thought it was 2008.
I don't know. Seven, you could be correct.
No, the only thing is like...
PS3 is coming.
I don't think we're at the time yet where that needs to be included in a system. I don't think... I'd rather keep my $75 and just play games like they are now. I mean, I don't have... I do have a TV with HDTV, but you gotta pay extra, and I'm not ready to pay extra for that because everybody doesn't have those TVs. Go ahead, Nikki.
Okay, second question from Captain N. Do you think the Revolution game discs should be at least the size of a normal dual-layer DVD? This would allow game porting to be easy and no loss in content.
No, I'm kidding. Yes, I agree with that one because It's just good for porting, like you said, and the Revolution Media will have, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think Xbox 360 has 4.4 gigs, and Revolution Media will have 4 gigs, so while it's not a huge difference, developers are complaining about the size on the Xbox 360, so I think there should be one unified format, but I understand Nintendo's wanting their own format to fight piracy, so there's got to be a happy medium somewhere. But I agree with your reasoning. So,
okay.
Anybody else?
I think you covered everything I was going to say.
I've got nothing to say.
Okay. Next, if these features or any other make the Revolution more appealing to people, and I don't just mean normal gamers, should it be added?
It depends on how much of an outcry there is for these things. Like, if 100 people want it and the other millions are okay without it, then no. But like, if you're gonna lose like millions and millions of fanboys or fan base, then maybe you should consider it. But Nintendo knows that that Nintendo fans will pick it up regardless of HDTV and stuff like that. And they're also going for a new market who traditionally doesn't play video games. So chances are those people aren't going to be too interested or knowledgeable in HDTV areas, so...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I was thinking, if people... They aren't really going to be too concerned with...
HDTV
stuff. Yeah, with HDTV.
Do you think it would really drive the price up that much, though?
It's driving the price up of Xbox 360, yeah.
How much? Like
roughly
$100.
Roughly $60 on every system, so it's a sizable chunk. That's
quite a bit. Yeah,
yeah. I think it might be $50, but it's somewhere in between $50 and $75. So it is a sizable chunk of money, for something that everybody doesn't have. So
yeah.
Okay, and for the last question, I apologize, Captain N, but we're not exactly sure. The meaning of the question and the way it was worded, so we're going to have to get back to you at a later date.
Yeah, we're not sure if there's something wrong with the way it's written or something, or maybe we're just all really dumb, but we don't understand what you mean or what you're even asking by the question. So if you resubmit it, send it to my email, and that way I'll make sure it gets on next week's show, and we'll take care of that. So last is Kirby with Koo's question.
All right, Koo writes, if Nintendo was never made, what system do you think you guys would have preferred? Please don't hurt me, LOL. It's just a question. Nintendo was awesome. Well, yeah, that's a gift.
Let's see.
I'd buy
Intellivision?
Nintendo. No? Oh, wait.
Intellivision. Atari.
I'd buy Nintendo.
Here's the question.
where would the game industry be if Nintendo was not around?
That's kind of my
it
point.
It wouldn't be around. Or if it were...
Yeah, it would be around. I mean...
Sega.
Atari was around before Nintendo.
No, this is how... I dropped my gum. I'll leave that out. Ignore it. Nobody move. Nobody move. Nobody move. All right, anyway. Yeah, okay. The way it went is Atari made games, people loved them, whatever, and then ColecoVision or the other companies came in, and Atari's quality of games went down, and gaming was seen as just like a phase that was already over. So, right as Atari was like dead, and they thought the wave of video games were over, like that was it, it was done, Nintendo came in and rejuvenated the whole industry into making it a mainstream thing. So if Nintendo didn't come in and do that, I predict that Atari would have fallen by the wayside, sans a big, like, announcement or a game or something like that. And I really don't know where gaming would be today. I don't think it would be hardly anywhere as near as popular as it is today. It might still be around, but it might be so small that it's underground, so...
But I'd still have games like Solitaire and FreeCell on the computer.
Yeah,
maybe.
Right.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, I
mean, I'd hate to lose Nintendo, but
as long as you have Solitaire and FreeCell,
mostly FreeCell.
You know, you don't need those games on the computer. They also work in the real world
with cards.
Yeah, but I don't know
IRL
how the heck
cards.
FreeCell works. The only way I know it works
IRL cards. Could you set up a game of FreeCell in real life?
No.
You could set up a game of Solitaire, though.
Maybe I could set up a game of FreeCell, but I don't know the rules well enough.
But when
all
you won,
I know is that when I go to move something and it doesn't happen, well, I guess I can't do that.
But if you're
I?
Playing a game of Solitaire and you win, what's the fun of playing in real life? The cards don't bounce along the table, do
That's
they?
That's right.
That's why it's so popular. What happens to FreeCell when you win? I don't play.
Nothing.
It asks you if you would like to play a game.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
and,
cool.
And if you want to actually enter the number of the game that you want to play.
Ooh. The real question is, would Minesweeper be around?
Ooh.
Good question.
Or Snood.
Or Snood.
Or the Yeti games.
Or the Yeti games. And the cool thing is Microsoft with their new, what's it called? Vista. Windows Vista. Or Vista. There will be a new game included in the accessories games. There's a new one in there.
Mario.
Chess.
Mario.
I don't know what it's going to be.
I don't know. I just have a feel, you know, if Nintendo was never made, I just have to say, though, that none of these things would probably be around
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should say what system we would go with regardless. Let's say everything went the same minus Nintendo.
Yeah.
I'd go with Sega or Microsoft.
Too.
Yeah, I'd probably go with Xbox. Or...
Yeah, I actually wanted a Genesis for the longest time, but yeah, I ended up with a Super Nintendo, and I don't regret it, but you know, I do feel like I kind of missed out on some of like the classic Sega games and stuff. And
you choose Sega and their crappy graphics over Xbox 360? Gosh.
That's the funny thing.
Zidane is going to hunt you down.
Do Michaels... was a young boy and had Sega.
He was a young boy.
Sega Genesis, and he didn't even play any Super Nintendo games. So your two lives rival each other.
Yeah, it's weird.
So he's just playing Super Nintendo games now and getting into them.
Yeah, maybe I should go pick up an old Genesis.
Yeah,
there you go.
You can play all the Sonics or Vector Man or Streets of Rage. What else is good on Sega?
Dynamite Heady.
Dynamite Heady.
There was that Justice League game.
Dynamite Heady was on Super Nintendo too. What
that.
Justice League?
Oh, Rolling Thunder.
With, like, you know,
oh,
Batman.
The X-Men game. The first X-Men game on Genesis was awesome. The one where you actually had to reset the system to continue the game. Mm-hmm. How intense is that? Yeah, there was like some computer, I don't remember specifically, but you had to reboot the computer, and to reboot the computer in the game, you had to reset your Sega Genesis, and when it started back up, the game picked up where you left off.
Yeah, crazy.
I know, and look at Kojima stole that stuff for Metal Gear Solid, where he read the controller ports, and you had to switch the controller from the first controller port to the second, so Psycho Mantis couldn't read your mind. Kojima's just a big copycat. He's so sick of it. That's the end of the show. What do we have, if anything, to say? Everybody enjoy your Halloween.
Happy Halloween! They don't have Halloween in other countries, though, do they? Do they?
They have St. Swithin's Day.
Cheese ripped right out of tail.
If you're if you celebrate Halloween and enjoy it, be safe. Check your apples and
don't
other candy.
Don't go out without a chaperone.
That's true. Check your apples and your other candy for razor blades.
Wear lots of glow-in-the-dark tape so your costume.
Weirdo people put razor blades in candy.
Wear a lot of razor blades.
That's old. Wear a lot of razor blades.
Wear a lot of razor blades.
Wear a lot of reflections and razor blades.
Why do I think there's something we have to say? And why are you going to shut it off already?
I was just standing here.
Sit down.
There's something I wanted to say. We covered the CES.
Well, let's all take this time to reflect
on
Amir,
Mother Brain.
Oh, are we going to talk about Josh Hayes?
Nah, that kid's a jerk. We're joking. Yeah, that's actually a cool thing. If you guys want to send audio clips, send them to us. Oh, that's what I forgot to say. Your microphone, Josh Lewis, is awesome. Your recording sounded much better than ours.
Than ours, yeah.
You got to let us know what you use, because our mic, while it gets the job done, doesn't really cut it as much as I would like it to.
It's from Radio Shack.
Yeah, $40 Radio Shack. What are you going to do?
Why are you giving away our trade secrets?
We already told him to...
We're talking directly into a computer, guys.
What's his face? What's that kid we met in New York? I can't remember his name, but I feel horrible. Nathan. We already told Nathan on that show what Mike.
Yeah, but that's because that was in person. Well,
maybe he didn't buy one yet. He could listen to the podcast and pick up the same one that.
I want to know how.
Hopefully, we get
doing.
Informed to get.
I want to hear from everybody personally. Just how you doing? We'll set up a thread on the message board. How are you doing?
Listen, I'm not in charge of this. Nicky Hill said he's setting it up. He's going to set it up. It's not mine. So if it's not there, don't blame me. All right, I guess we covered everything. Go ahead, turn the show off.
Turn the show off.
That's it. Turn the show off like we're all robots.
Don't push my stop button.
Yeah, I know. I emailed them about it. Things have been busy. Now, do your Mother Brain impression. That's exactly what she sounds like.